One of the great privileges that we have in this day is to be able to hear God speaking to us directly, not through a prophet. All shall know me is one of the great promises of the new covenant. And when you read in the Old Testament about the prophets, one of the things particularly in the book of Ezekiel, he says, on such and such a day of such and such a month, the word of the Lord came to me. Or on the fifth day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came to me. Or the eighth day of the 12th month, the word of the Lord came to me. They clearly heard something from God. Do you hear God like that? Or don't you? If not, I want to tell you, you're missing out on what Jesus Christ purchased for you. It's not just forgiveness of sins and assurance of salvation and going to heaven. It's to be able to hear God speak to you every single day. And if you're not hearing God speak to you every single day in your heart, you're missing out on something. And you'll have a lot of regret when we go to heaven. Many people have different concepts of heaven. Many people feel that once you go to heaven, everything is forgotten and everybody's going to be equal and everybody's going to just enjoy themselves. And they feel that there will be no regret in heaven. Nobody will ever regret. Now, I'll tell you honestly, I don't believe that. I don't believe it for myself. If I'm just had my sins forgiven on earth and I lived a fairly decent life in the presence of others, but not wholeheartedly for Christ every day of my life. If I was not eager to hear God's word every day in my life, I believe for myself, I will have regret in heaven for all eternity. Not for 1 or 2 years. For thousands and thousands and thousands of years, I'll say, Lord, why in the world did I not live for you 100%? Why in the world was I not willing to sacrifice everything for you when you sacrificed everything for me? Why did I live so much for myself? Why did I love money so much? Why did I love the honor of men so much? You think that I won't have such regret when I get to heaven? I will. I don't know about you. I'm absolutely sure, because when I see in heaven how much Jesus loved me, how he gave everything up and suffered separation from the Father just to bring me into God's kingdom. And he said in his word, follow me. And I didn't take it seriously. All I thought selfishly was, I want to go to heaven when I die. I can't believe that I won't have any regret in heaven. Now, some people think that in heaven there'll be no regret. I want to say to you plainly, you can believe what you like, I don't believe it. And I'm not living because I don't want regret in heaven in a particular way. If I live passionately for Christ, it is not because, oh, I don't want to have regret in heaven. Even that can be a very selfish reason. Oh, I don't want to have regret in eternity, so I'll live more wholeheartedly. That's utterly selfish. The only reason why we must live wholeheartedly is because Jesus loved me. No other reason. Christ loved me so much, gave everything up for me. There is absolutely no excuse for me not to live wholeheartedly for him and not be bothered about what people think about me. Dear brother, sister, ask yourself whether it's like that. It's possible that people sitting here are so concerned about what their relatives think about them. Relatives who are not born again. What will they think about me? What will they say about me? Let me tell you lovingly, you should hang your head in shame before the Lord. Lord, I'm ashamed that I'm concerned what my unconverted worldly relatives think about me. When you were not concerned when you hung on the cross, what people thought about you, and I claim to follow you. Shame on me that I'm bothered what my unconverted relatives think about me, what other people in my office think about me if I stand up for Christ. I'm thankful for one thing, that from a very young age I got gripped by one thing, that I should never be ashamed of Christ at any time. Always I used to remind myself, Lord, when you hung on the cross, what a shameful thing it is to hang before hundreds of people watching you hanging in an underwear on that cross. And it was all for me, only for me. How in the world can I be ashamed of you? So that is one of the things that gripped me. And that's why right from the time I was baptized, I said, Lord, and I was working in the Navy where I said, I will never be ashamed of you. And I got into a lot of trouble with senior officers. I said, it doesn't matter. They threatened to put me in jail. I said, you can put me in jail if you like. But I will not be ashamed of Christ. I'll stand up for him, and I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. And I'll tell you today, that happened 60 years ago, I have zero regret about the way I lived there in my office. Many of you work in offices and with other colleagues. I hope when you come to the end of your life, you will have no regret about the way you lived. I hope nobody, when you stand before Christ and the unbelievers are there, I hope nobody will point to you and say, you knew Jesus and I lived with you for so many years in that office and you never told me about him. You knew I was going to hell and you never told me about him. What sort of friend were you? You said you were a good friend of mine. I never want anybody I work with or any of my relatives ever to tell me that at the judgment seat. I've tried my best by the grace of God, by being seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that I'll be a witness to every one of my relatives whom I come in touch with. Every place I worked in, everybody knew what I stood for. That Jesus Christ was my Lord, and I was not ashamed of it. And I always used to think, he was not ashamed to hang for me on the cross. I will not be ashamed of him. I want to recommend that to you, my brother, sister. And the reason why we are hesitant to do that is only one thing. Because we are not filled with the Holy Spirit. We've accepted Christ. We want to go to heaven. But we are not filled with the Holy Spirit. And we are not eager to be filled with the Holy Spirit. It says in John chapter 7, there's only certain type of people who will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I mean continuously. I don't mean a once for all experience. We have a lot of people in the charismatic movement, particularly in Pentecostal churches. I'm not against them. There are some wonderful brothers there. But I'm sorry to say I don't agree with their theology, which is just a once for all experience. And then many of them who have that once for all experience, they live defeated by sin. That's not God's will. The fullness of the Spirit is a continuous experience, to be filled with the Spirit all the time. And John 7:37 says, there are only two conditions to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Number one, you must thirst. John 7:37, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And I don't mean thirsty like we all may be thirsty for a little sip of water right now. I don't mean that. I believe it's like if I were walking in the desert for 1 week, one whole week in a dry desert. How I'll be thirsty then. I'll be willing to pay any amount of money for a glass of water because I'm dying of thirst. What's the use of money if I'm going to die now? I'll pay any amount of water for a glass of water, any amount of money for a glass of water. That's thirst. And when I thirst like that, for the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, that's what I want in my life. So that the presence of Christ will be real to me every day. In my home, my work, when I'm traveling, the presence of Christ, that the Holy Spirit seeks to bring the presence of Christ to me. My brother, sister, that is your birthright. Don't miss it. If I speak passionately, it's because I love you. And I don't want you, any of you sitting here, to have any regret in the day you stand before the Lord. Your aim must be, Lord, when I stand before you, I must have zero regret about my life. I have a lot of regret about the years that I ignored you. I certainly have. The years that I ignored the Lord and I backslid. But I want to make up for that by, at least in the coming years, to have no regret about the way I have chosen to live. And I hope it will be like that for you. I'll tell you, if you take me seriously, you will thank me in the day of judgment. You will. Because you'd be challenged to live in a way that when you stand before Jesus face to face, he'll be able to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant. That's the only thing we should live for on this earth. There should be no other ambition. I want to ask you, plainly, please answer to yourself. Is your ambition honestly this? I want the Lord Jesus to say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in the days when you lived on the earth. Is that your only goal and aim in life, at least for the rest of your life? Even if all the past years you lived for yourself to make money and to get honor and all the stupid things the world lives for, maybe you lived like that in the past, but at least from today, you say, Lord, I only want to live for your approval. I want to hear your well done in that final day. And if you're young, you're blessed because you've got your whole life ahead of you. Because a lot of older people have wasted so many years of their life. So thank God if you're young, you understand this.